It is time for Over There with Marella Rostroffer. Marella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there somewhere where it's warm, which is really not, that's not a stretch. Hi, Marella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, from Europe, which has had, you are absolutely right, a second heat wave. I have a few news from different countries. A lot has happened since last time, and one of them is the fact that Ursula von der Leyen has been elected new European Union Commission president. That was a little bit tight, but she has been elected. In the meantime, also Boris Johnson has been elected new United Kingdom Prime Minister. We have had a second heat wave, and Greta Thunberg will sail to the US for her environmental meeting in New York. So I think I'm going to begin with this latest news because it's again very much linked to what's happening in Europe right now. Many elections are going in the sense of climatic changes. That means a lot of green parties in Europe are definitely winning many more voices than they did in the past. It's all due to this very drastic changes in climate situations. The fact that Europe has had already the second heat wave. The second one was really brutal. Northern countries in Europe have been suffering as much as southern countries. The worst being probably in big cities because of the fact that they are not built for such temperatures. Greta Thunberg, the little girl, I mean, she is now 16, so I would say the teenager who began already with 15 to speak about the climate, to go on a school strike in order to ask the politicians to change politics in terms of climate, is keeping going with her actions and is now taking a sabbatical year in order to travel to the US. The problem with that at the beginning was the fact that she does not want to fly anymore. She didn't want to take a boat. Because as we know, those cruises are also quite damaging for the environment. And she has been now invited to sail to New York. So I just read briefly her Twitter because it says it all. Good news, I'll be joining the UN Climate Action Summit in New York, COP25 in Santiago, and other events along the way. I have been offered a ride on the 60-foot racing boat Malizia II. We'll be sailing across the Atlantic Ocean from the UK to New York City in mid-August. So she is going to be on a boat that is fitted with solar panels and underwater turbines to generate zero carbon electricity. On that boat, she will be with her father. The owner, Pierre Casiraghi, who is the son of Caroline, Princess of Hanover, and a skipper named Boris Herrmann, as well as a filmmaker I mean, obviously, all of this adventure will have to be documented and showed later on. So, I mean, as you know, she is a very controversial person. On one side, she's absolutely seen like the star of all climate activists. On the other side, she's seen as someone that is allegedly manipulated in order to say certain things that are according certain people exaggerated or overrated. But no matter what position one takes, there is one thing that is sure about Greta Thunberg. She is very motivated and she is not finished with trying to change the way we deal with our planet. On this note, I will jump to the Brexit, which is becoming again very much a topic, considering that the deadline for the Brexit is the 31st of October. There is still no deal. Boris Johnson, the new Prime Minister, believes that the Brexit presents an enormous economic opportunity, allowing the United Kingdom to do things that they have not been allowed to do for decades. On the other hand, he also wants to concentrate on negotiating new commercial agreements for the time after the Brexit, which everybody is very much afraid of at the moment. He certainly wants to take back control on transportation, telecommunication, and give more independence to different cities and parts of the country. According all of this, the pounds is at the moment falling. There is definitely the fear that there will be a Brexit with no deal, even though Mr. Johnson has pledged to hold out the hand and go the extra 1,000 miles to get a new Brexit deal. But still highlighting the fact that the 31st of October is the final date and there will be a Brexit with or without. As a matter of fact, it seems, according different newspapers, that England is definitely preparing for a no-deal Brexit. A lot of preparations, a lot of information that will have to be given. So it is definitely a very big possibility, even though Ursula von Leyen, the new European Union president, has highlighted during her speech that she would not be against an extension of the deadline if the British have a good reason to get an extension. But as it looks like at the moment, there will be no need for an extension because the Prime Minister is very committed on getting that done by the deadline on the 31st of October.
And I would just like to add that one of the things I find interesting is the person who is charged with negotiating, if there is to be more negotiation, is the exact same person. So because of the way this sometimes works in the, you know, it's no, 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 no until it's yes. I think everyone has to keep a slightly open mind until probably, as you're doing your countdown, I would say probably not till, I mean, things will be obviously going on behind the scenes in the public position will be no, absolutely not, no, 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 no. And then you'll look up on the 20, I'm making this up, but the 15th of October and you'll notice that, oh, well, suddenly it's, oh, look, how did we get here? Because you know, nothing is designed to make people think that there's actual, I don't want to say progress, but just day to day, we do this and we do that. You know, the public positions are so hardened that it tends to give the idea that there's nothing taking place behind the scenes, which is a massive...
And that's a mistake. Yeah. Yes, exactly. I think also you are absolutely right. And one other aspect of the Brexit is the fact that the people in the European Union that are taking care of this issue had to realize first, eventually, that everybody was underestimating Boris Johnson greatly. And probably not believing for one second that England would have the courage to really have a no deal Brexit, and this is what Boris Johnson is also a little bit playing on, is the fact that even though he has obviously many people that don't like him in the European Union, it is not a good reason not to take him seriously, as he is the Prime Minister, and he definitely wants to show now that he is dealing with that issue seriously. And the attitude of the European Union until now to say, oh, no way are we going to deal about that. We have an agreement. We did it with Theresa May. And this is basically what we are offering on the table. And if you don't want it, there is nothing else. This is not gold. This is actually not called negotiation. So there must be a way to actually go back on the table and have serious negotiation, which usually entails the fact that two parts are talking and not just one and the other one staying on its position. This is, I believe, not the attitude that can be expected from the European Union. So either this is going to be done in all transparency and talked about also for the public to know, or there will be negotiation that are more secretive and that we will never know about. But one way or the other, those are two parties that will need to talk to each other, because let's not forget, even if the European Union is basically putting a lot of pressure on England and warning them on the big catastrophe that would be for England, let's not forget that it's not such a good thing for Europe either. And it is definitely in both interests to find some kind of compromise that works for both.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.